Good morning and welcome to this half hour online service for Banff and King Edward churches, and anybody wanting to join us, you are very welcome. According to a survey published this week by the Office for National Statistics, people in lockdown are more worried about their mental well-being than their general health, and are worried about their families, their friends, their jobs, the future, and the inability to make plans. How are you coping with the stress of everything these days? Some of us maybe seem as if we're doing better than others, but for many of us, even whatever face we put on, there are stresses, even church ministers and their families, I must admit. Work pressures can affect those working from home, for example, trying to cope with children around them and compete for computer time or broadband width. Others are stressed by loneliness or even fear of getting back out again. And those heroes daily taking risks to serve us and our community, goodness knows what fears and stresses are hitting you. How do we cope with stress? That's what we're thinking about today. And our churches are here to tell us there is help. For me, one big source of help is available and is hinted at in the song sung by Emily Sandé at the Royal Variety Performance last year. Listen to part of the song now. Whatever you're going through, you're not alone in having those feelings, and not alone in that somebody cares for you and someone is there who can help. Through the centuries, people have found help in taking their stress to God, and clues can be learnt from them. Listen, please, to how some of the Psalms of old record how people have taken their deepest cries to God. Mary Locke now reads for us from Psalm 13 and Psalm 42.
How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I wrestle with my thoughts and every day have sorrow in my heart? How long will my enemy triumph over me? Look on me and answer, O Lord my God. Give light to my eyes, or I will sleep in death. But I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord, for he has been good to me. As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When can I go and meet with God? My tears have been my food night and day, while men say to me all day long, Where is your God? These things I remember as I pour out my soul, how I used to go with the multitude, leading the procession to the house of God, with shouts of joy and thanksgiving among the festive throng. Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Saviour and my God.
Did you see how the psalmist cried out openly to God? We do not need to use nice words to God. Just tell him what's on your heart. Cry out to him. It helps. It helps because we let out our feelings to somebody who's listening. And letting out our feelings in constructive ways is surely important in these days of stress. We all need to find ways to let out our feelings. And secondly, it helps because we are letting out our true feelings to the living God, the God of the universe, who I strongly believe with all my heart listens and cares for you. For me, it's so much better than forms of meditation or mindfulness or some religions where we're only the listener. We can trust that God listens and cares, and his Spirit can touch our hearts. And God often also challenges us in this process to exert our willpower, as the psalmist had to. Often when we're stressed or worried, we can get ourselves into downward spirals of despair or tension. As we read the Psalms and let out our feelings in response, we can break that downward cycle because we hear others like us showing us the way they coped in the past. And more, we can hear in our hearts God asking us, Why are you so downcast? Instead of us asking, why God, he asks us, why are we so dispirited, so downcast? And we can start to exert our wills and see reason break into our mood. I'm not going to let this beat me, we can say. God is with me. I'll put my hope in him again. I will trust. We live in that tension between hope and despair in these times, and we may need help to break out of the downward cycle. So talking with God openly does help. That's what the psalmist found himself doing after letting out his stress and despair. And so too can we. Speak openly with God and let his peace in. Let's listen to a BBC Songs of Praise recording of the hymn, Dear Lord and Father of Mankind. A hymn that partly records how the despairing biblical hero of old, Elijah, found God not in amazing miracles or violent actions, but in the still small voice of peace that he heard in the quiet, which we too can find.
Thank you.
But it's hard, isn't it, for most of us to know that peace. Some of us have an almost inbuilt capacity to worry. We know we should trust more, but our faith at times seems too small and sorely tested. Well, listen now to two short readings about how Jesus can help us when we're weary and tired. First, in Matthew chapter 8, a famous event when he and his disciples went by boat through a storm. And then in chapter 11, Jesus says famous words of support, words that are written on Banff Church notice board, words of help for us all. Mary now reads for us from Matthew chapter 8. And 11.
Then he got into the boat, and his disciples followed him. Without warning, a furious storm came up on the lake, so that the waves swept over the boat. But Jesus was sleeping. The disciples went and woke him, saying, "Lord, save us! We're going to drown!" He replied, "You of little faith, why are you so afraid?" Then he got up and rebuked the winds and the waves, and it was completely calm. The men were amazed and asked, "What kind of man is this? Even the winds and the waves obey him." "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light."
The two readings together tell us that Jesus can calm storms, but especially the storms that are in our very spirits and souls. We need to exert our faith. Faith can achieve amazing things. I like this old story. A Christian woman was driving in an Arab country when she ran out of petrol. There was a filling station nearby, so she looked around for something to carry the precious petrol in. The only container she could find was a child's potty. She took this to the pump, filled it with petrol, and returned with it to her car. A rich Arab was passing, stopped his limousine and rolled the window down when he saw the Christian woman pouring the contents of the potty into her petrol tank. "Madam," he called out, "I don't share your religion, but I have to admire your faith." Faith's needed in all walks of life, just as in our personal lives, also in science itself, faith is needed to pursue what you believe will find this virus cure, or in politics to try and find that right balance between sorting the situation and giving us freedom. Faith is needed, and it's a balance between applying our mind and our hearts. In our reading, Jesus says, "Take his yoke upon you," or as I translate it, "Take his guiding support upon you." That's why Jesus emphasized we must love God with all our hearts and all our minds and all our strength, because life is a battle, just like we're in a battle with the virus, and our spirits can be affected. So we need faith in something, and why not have faith in the best possible person? In World War II, which we're thinking about this weekend, people found faith in Churchill when the odds were low. And I can say assuredly that faith in Jesus will get us through. But we have to exert it. Let Jesus come to you and let his spirit in to calm your storms, just as Jesus calmed the storms for the disciples. He was there all along, but they needed to ask his help, and they found Jesus could still their storm. We thought a couple of weeks ago how after Easter the disciples still had to find Jesus coming to them and let him in, and they found his peace was there. He can come again to us if we let him in. We may feel alone in the midst of it, but I believe Jesus is watching over and hears our prayer and can come to us to bring that peace if we let him in. In another incident involving storms, Jesus had been watching over his disciples out in a boat in a storm, and he went to them and he was bringing calm, but Peter thought he could go out to Jesus, and then he took his eyes off Jesus and he started to sink. We need to keep our eyes on Jesus. Peter had started to fret and worry about the waves. Don't let your frets and worries take your eyes off Jesus. He can calm your storms. Trust him. Let's come to him in prayer. Gracious God, Lord of people everywhere, and yet Lord of each one who asks, we thank you that we can speak with you openly. Some of us may feel joys at this moment, and we thank you for that. Some of us are struggling, knowing the stress of life. Help us open up to your peace. Hear our prayers as once more we lay our lives before you, open to your gaze, the bad as well as the good, the doubts as well as the faith, the sorrow as well as the joy. Hear our inner thoughts, all that's going on in our lives. Hear our prayers. Forgive us for the times we wander and let ourselves down. Forgive us and renew us in faith. We come, but our faith is so often weak, so often the stresses hit us. Come to us, reach to us and help us open up. Hear us, living God of peace, amongst chaos and trouble, help us be open to your sense, your purpose, your guidance, your peace. Hear us as we say the words Jesus gave us, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory for ever. Let's listen again to the hymn, I heard the voice of Jesus say, come unto me and rest.
I heard the voice of Jesus say, come unto me and rest. Lay down thy weary one, lay down thy head upon my breast. I came to Jesus as I was, weary and worn and sad. I found in him a resting place, and he has made me glad. I heard the voice of Jesus say, behold, I freely thirsty one, stoop down and drink and live. I came to Jesus and I drank of that life-giving stream. My thirst was quenched, my soul revived, and now I live in him. I heard the voice of Jesus say, I am this dark world's light. Look unto me, thy morn shall rise, and all thy day be bright. I looked to Jesus, and I found in him my star, my sun, and in that light of life I'll walk till travelling days are done.
In Jesus we can find help, but also challenge, and the challenge that can bring us the right way forward. As Marian now reads for us from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6.
Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. No one can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to his life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the fields grow. They do not labour or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendour was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own.
We maybe at times need to focus more on priorities, and that way we can get peace. Not let other things drag us down, things that ultimately don't really matter. This virus period has in fact maybe helped us in this, helped us see what's important, the important things like real contact with family and friends, sharing with neighbours, getting out and about in nature, getting exercise, finding inner strength and peace. Valuing the people who help us stay alive rather than just the people of money. The carers, the medics, the shop assistants, the bin men and so much more. Priorities is what Jesus tells us to focus on. And focus on them as we listen to his guidance. It's not easy to find our priorities, but we can get help and guidance. And that's the challenge. Jesus tells us not to give up the struggle and to actually work on what's important. He calls it the kingdom of God, that better situation, that better world, that better community. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. So in amongst trying to ease our stress, remember to focus on priorities and what's good for others. It can give us purpose in the way ahead, the purpose that Jesus gives us. Listen now to the hymn, In Christ Alone.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are still, when striving cease. Comforter, my all and all, here in the love of Christ I stand. There in the ground his body lay, light of the world by darkness slain. then bursting forth in glorious day. Up from the grave he rose again, and as he stands at victory, sin's curse has lost its grip on me. For I am his, and he is mine, bought with the precious blood of Christ.
Let's pray for others. God of goodness, we pray for our neighbours. We pray for our community. We pray for people who are struggling under the stress of the current situation. God of goodness, reach out and calm their storms. We pray for our society that we can get through this virus situation with hope. Please guide and bless our leaders. Please guide and bless the scientists and the doctors and the nurses and the carers and all who serve our community, putting themselves at risk. Reach out and still the storms in their lives, we pray. We remember anybody who's struggling at this time, including those who have lost loved ones. Reach out and still the storm in their lives. We pray for our world, Lord. And we ask you to be at work in it. In the name of Jesus, our friend and guide. Amen. So to conclude, let me just say that we have a friend and a guide who himself struggled. He went to the cross for our sakes, but he said he had overcome it and he left his spirit of peace, which we can know in our lives. If we open up to him and let his guidance in. I'm not going to say a benediction now. I'm going to let others do it because God works through people. So we close our service by listening to the UK blessing, a group of Christians around our country singing together a blessing to other people, even in these times when people can't come together. Christ's peace can come together and be shared. So listen now to the UK blessing. And after it, if you wish, listen on and you can hear the hymn Amazing Grace, My Chains Fell Off by Robin Mark.
The Lord bless you and keep. Make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. Lord, turn his face toward you and give you peace. Lord, bless you.
The Lord turn his face toward you
and give you peace.
Fears relieved.
The sun forbear to shine.